On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
From KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Ishmael Khawaja.
The Brexit Secretary says the government will have to consider its options if it doesn't get a meaningful vote on the withdrawal deal. That decision is up to the Commons Speaker, who could refuse it because the rules prevent the same matter being discussed twice. On Saturday, MPs backed moves forcing Boris Johnson to ask Brussels for a further delay. European Commission spokeswoman Mina Andreeva says they're considering that now.
We have taken note of the UK's request to extend Article 50 until the 31st of January 2020. President Tusk is now consulting leaders of the EU27, and it is first and foremost for the UK to explain the next steps.
A coroner has ruled the death of a six-year-old girl in Margate was accidental. Dejnell Young, who had been visiting with her family from Erith, was found in the water near the town's harbour arm in July. She later died at the QEQM hospital. The inquest heard the actions of her parents were not considered a gross failure. A football agent from Kent has gone on trial, accused of arranging a bribe with the assistant head coach of a championship club. Dax Price from Upchurch was looked at as part of the undercover investigation, which led to Sam Allardyce resigning as England boss in 2016. The 48-year-old denies the charges.
KMFM News.
The Duke of Sussex has opened up about his relationship with his brother, Prince William. Harry told a TV documentary the two have good days and bad days, but don't see each other much due to their busy schedules. He also says he will do anything to protect his family following intense media scrutiny of his marriage to Meghan. Royal biographer Angela Levin says the couple put too much pressure on themselves.
He so wants to do good, but he takes on enormous things. You know, they want to change the world. I mean, no one could do that. You have to sort of compromise. He doesn't want to. You know, climate change and the poverty and all these things. And yet, it hasn't worked for him.
It's emerged one of the people accused of stealing life-saving medical equipment from ambulances across Kent and selling it on for profit is a former special constable. 52-year-old Kevin Buck volunteered with Kent Police for more than 20 years and was given an award for his work in Maidstone in 2014. He's one of 11 people due at Canterbury Crown Court on Thursday. As the nights start to get colder, a charity in Gravesend is making sure people who are homeless have somewhere to stay. The Gravesham Sanctuary will be open for the next 6 months, providing a roof over the heads of those who would ordinarily be on the streets. Lorna Nolan, who works there, says it's vital they're kept out of the cold.
Over the last 5 years, we've done over 791 separate individuals. Now, some of those weren't rough sleeping, they were sleeping in cars, they were sofa surfing, which technically, you know, some people say, oh, well, they're housed. No, actually, they're not.
The winter shelter also offers hot food and drinks, showers and help in getting paperwork ID. Campaigners in Maidstone are hopeful a crossing will be set up at a junction that's been dubbed a death trap. It comes amid fears for the safety of people trying to cross the road between Hermitage Lane and Fountain Lane. Councillors say they've identified funding for the project and are cautiously optimistic the crossing will be in place early next year. KMFM has been told how football is helping children in Maidstone stay away from a life of crime. A new programme called the Street Soccer School has been launched at Greenfields Primary to get youngsters active and build their confidence. It's been set up by Keith Mabbott.
There's a few students within the group that we're supporting where they've had antisocial behaviour issues. They're on the cusp of potentially getting into some gang culture, if you like. And with the support that we've had from the police, we've ultimately created a programme that looks to improve their mindset.
The project is also aiming to teach children how important it is to behave well in the classroom and engage in lessons. Linda and Annetta are two of the children taking part.
Yeah, it's been really good. Freddie and Keith are good coaches. They've helped us a lot with our football.
When you play football, it kind of energises you. But when you go back into class, you know that you've got to start learning.
The programme's funded by Kent's Police and Crime Commissioner, and it could be expanded if it's successful. You can watch a video report on this story on Team Talk on KAME TV tonight from 6:30. And the MP for Canterbury is calling for new council houses to be as beautiful as art galleries. Rosie Duffield wants bosses to take inspiration from an award-winning development in Norwich, which has modern, spacious and energy-efficient homes. She says more investment is needed in social housing.
KMFM Sport.
With DynoRod, the drainage expert.
shirts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
England expect to have a fully fit squad to choose from for Saturday's semi-final with New Zealand at the Rugby Union World Cup. Johnny May suffered a hamstring issue in their quarter-final win over Australia at the weekend, while Jack Noel missed out completely. But both players should be fine to take on the defending champions. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.